Westside Baptist Church in Noonan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Because he Aren't you glad about that? How many can say you love him this morning? I love him because he what? First loved me. Woo, that's good, isn't it? Man, you can be seated. Before we go any further, got a little presentation for Dave. He can't say nothing, so I made him some signs. So I got three of them. He's got an amen. He's got a praise the Lord. And he's got one for the choir because he always says, sing it, choir. Amen.
In and out of situations, this tug of war in me, all day long I struggle for the answers that
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. I want to speak to you for a few moments on this thing of continuing. I was reading and I found a story that was written about President Theodore Roosevelt. It was said about President Theodore Roosevelt that while he was in the White House, he never missed church on Sunday. And if he had to, he always called his pastor and let him know if he was going to be gone and why he was going to have to. Can you imagine the President of the United States thinking that much of his church? But the pastor said that continued all the way through Theodore Roosevelt's presidency. I just want to talk to you for a few moments about continuing. You see, John here makes reference to continue. He didn't say, why don't we start? He's speaking to those that had been down the road. He's speaking to Christians, ladies and gentlemen. And let me say that I believe that we really shouldn't have to preach on what we should start doing or what we should start being in Christ, but I think we should be able to stand and preach with confidence. When a preacher or a pastor or a minister looks at his congregation, he should be able to say, just continue doing what you're doing. 1 Samuel chapter 1, it says, and it came to pass as she, meaning Hannah, continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. What does she want to see done in her life? She wanted a preacher boy. That's what she wanted. And she continually prayed till God answered her prayer. You know, just a few weeks ago, on a Wednesday night, I remember somebody finally raised her hand and said, preacher, let's pray for rain. That's right. I think they said it had been 43 days since we'd had any precipitation. I don't mean good rain. I mean just something that fell from the sky. 43 days. No substantial rain for a longer period than that, although I'm not sure how long. But I tell you, I don't remember any substantial rain for at least the last 2 or 3 months. And so what happened? Well, Westside Baptist Church started praying for rain. You say, preacher, do you really believe that because Alan Weaver raised his hand and say, let's pray for rain, that all this is falling from the sky and the forest fires are being extinguished and the water reservoirs are beginning to fill? Do you really believe that because Westside Baptist Church? Yes, I do. And I want to say we need to continue to pray. God's men in Acts chapter 6 says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer. What about it, Christians? Will we continue to pray? And so let's just continue. I'm sure I don't have to encourage you to start praying. Then we found over in Job chapter 1, Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. I want to say this real quickly. This, when we think of Job, we think of a man that continued in faithfulness. But in this situation, he continued in his heart. He determined that his sons were wicked. Just for a side thought, they all died. God took them right off the planet. they continued in their sin, and the Lord said, that's enough. And the Lord extinguished their lives. I want to tell you, we know to do which is right, and as God's children, do not expect the Lord to stand idly by. I'm afraid that too many times God's children have gone home early because they have not been obedient to that which they knew to do. So we continue here as Job did. He continued understanding that his sons and children were not where they needed to be. I've heard my wife tell my children, I have asked God, we dedicated you when you were children, and if you're not going to be where you should be, we want the Lord to take you home. That's some pretty hard stuff to say. But Job, he continued this battle on understanding that his sons were not what they needed to be. Well, let's just continue, shall we? Psalm chapter 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to continually praise the Lord. One of the benefits, one of the blessings of coming to Westside Baptist Church is, I believe, the way we worship and praise His name. And it causes me to look forward to come to the house of God. I spoke to someone not too long ago that attended the church, and they loved the way we worship, but their wife wouldn't let them, so they went to a dead church. They didn't like the worship. I want to say, if you want to go somewhere and hear five hymns, a prayer, an offering, and a dry message, go ahead. Have at it. But that's not what we're going to do at Westside. We're going to continue, as flawed and as imperfect as we are, we're going to worship the Lord, you see. Well, so let's just continue, Westside, to worship. And then, oh, listen to this in Psalm 36. Oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. The psalmist is saying, Lord, continue loving on us, you see. Not that God would, he's not saying, Lord, start showing us your mercy. Start showing us your graciousness. He's saying, oh, continue your mercy. Continue. You see, God, he's been doing this for a while. He's not an amateur at loving kindness. And he's going to continue to love on us with his mercy and graciousness and patience and even favor for us, you see. But then also, let's not forget that God's loving kindness is manifested to us from each other, or God's children. I appreciate Brother Dave pushing to be here this morning. You've been cut on Friday. You don't feel like being here on Sunday, but he did, and I thank him for that. I thank him for pushing. He went back and hugged a brother's neck. And I think that's the way God shows his loving kindness. Through us, you see, oh Christians, he shows his loving kindness. Sometimes we'll be hitting rock bottom, and it's that word of encouragement that comes from a Christian brother or comes from a Christian sister. And it's that loving kindness that God uses us to share. I'm just saying, let's continue to do that, old Westside Baptist Church. 2 Timothy 3, we find, says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse Does that sound familiar, ladies and gentlemen? That seducer shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived? Yes, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. We know that God has got it all in position. It's all by His design, all by His plan. We can have confidence, continue to have confidence that He's got it taken care of. That's good preaching. Are y'all getting a little chilly? I got to tell you, a while ago, everybody was doing this. Y'all were fanning. And do me a favor, Brother Joe Holland, Shed, go back there and cut those buttons to the opposition. Or Brother Todd, if you would do that, thank you. Just cut them off. That'll leave these up here to freeze me. That's okay. I don't mind continuing to freeze. I've been freezing for 3 days. But they'll continue. Well, the seducer will continue, but we just continue to trust in God. And it really brings us right back to our text. 1 John 2, let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning, that if that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. I guess the question comes, some may ask, especially if you are on the end of discouragement, especially if you're going through some difficult times right now, you want to quit. And you may ask yourself, why should I continue? Why should we keep going and going? I don't feel like going any further. God gave me this illustration, and I'll share it with you, then y'all can go to lunch. Why should we continue? I, yesterday, cut the TV on, and was laying in bed, and I came across Meekum Auto Auctions. That's like the Barrett Jackson, you know. Man, there were some beautiful cars. I tell you, they were so shiny and nice. They were beautiful. I saw a 1973 Camaro Z28 go across stage, and oh, man. I tell you, and it went for a good price. It was well restored, but not over restored. It was a great driver, about $26,000. I said, man, I wish I had $26,000, and man, I wish I was there to get it. I said, man, that was nice. And while I was watching that, it reminded me of a song that I heard some time ago. It's an old song now. I guess 30, 40 years old. But it reminded me of this song. And it reminded me of what we were when we were put on the auction block years ago. We weren't all shiny and pretty or restored. No one would have given a plug nickel for any of us. The song is called Just an Old Rejected Relic. And the lyrics are this. Just an old rejected relic on the auction block. They decided to throw me away. The auctioneer asked, who will take her? The room stood quiet and still. Then a stranger stepped forward and he said, I will. The second verse says, I had not much to offer, just heartache and tears and a life that was filled with despair. For my rags, he gave me riches. For my tears, he traded peace. For my whole life, he gave me blessed release. If you had known me before I knew him, then you'd understand why I love him. If you had known me before I knew him, then you'd understand my love. How can we not continue? How can we not continue? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's stand, please, and the invitation is simple. There's God's children here this morning that needs the strength just to continue. The altar's open for you. Say, Lord, just help me to continue. Just help me to keep doing. And then if you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, if you're the one that's on the auction block this morning, you're the one that's broken in sin. There's no shine. There's no sheen. There's no glamour in your life. You're broken. I want to tell you there's someone that stepped forward 2,000 years ago and says, I'll take you. I'll take you and I'll remake you. I want to give you the chance to be born again this morning as we sing, as we sing. Everybody stand, all heads bowed, every eye closed. Help me to continue, oh Lord. Lord, save me.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home.
I want to continue, oh Lord. Home. Help me to continue to fight the fight and to move forward in the battle.
You are weary. Come home.